I may go back to a chopped up speech if you will bear with me. I think it's appropriate that the Philadelphia Society leadership chose to convene this year's regional session to focus on the culture of liberty in the Americas and in the city of San Antonio. And in this history of this location, it's uniquely bound to the past and the future of the United States and to the people in the states of this Western Hemisphere. The creation of the walls of this old convent chapel were begun by seven Ursulina sisters who gave their pen for construction to a Frenchman, Francois Giraud, on September 14, 1851, as a place for education of young minds of liberty to young people, future. Education brings liberty in the understanding of pursuing it. And allow me now to talk about a bit of San Antonio, where we always look south from here. And unlike the United States policy in Washington that many of us live with daily, they look south much too rarely. And allow me to quote some few lines from a poem written by Ruben Dario, a gifted son of Nicaragua, where I've, as many of you know, spent a lot of my love and time from Contra days, and to the end of the 19th century, and a man whose influence has touched the direction of Western culture. Dario titled his poem Roosevelt, for Theodore Roosevelt. The United States is a grand and powerful. Whenever it trembles, a profound shudder runs down the enormous backbone of the Andes. If it shouts, the sound is like the roar of a lion. A wealthy country, joining the cult of Mammon to the cult of Hercules. But while liberty lighting the path to easy conquest raises her torch in New York. As the audience knows, the United States is preparing now for a new time in this country. While most of the countries in this hemisphere share the same economic difficulties in the perspectives of security and very widely, President or the United States, let's talk about the United States as a whole. There are many of us together. We were to look to Latin America in the years under this administration. And then there was 9/11 and Afghanistan and Iraq and terrorism. And they pushed, and the happenings pushed Latin America off of the radar screen. But the United States may seem to have forgotten Latin America. Latin America has never forgotten the United States. But in recent years, the anti-democratic, anti-market, anti-U.S. governments have emerged in this hemisphere. Venezuela, Bolivia, Ecuador, Nicaragua, the stories are familiar to all of us in this audience. We talk about Chavez, but would it be wrong to neglect the dangers that Chavez and his ideas posed to the future of freedom in our hemisphere and to the security of these United States? Some observers offer that the current wave of anti-U.S., anti-democratic regimes are reaction. I say we must take charge. I say we must move forward and remember our past. No past, no history. No future. The American character, the American time, the American look south, and those of all of you who always look to us, we must reemerge, we must take hold, we must come forward. Despite the dictatorial past that has been endured by all too many societies that we see in Latin America, these countries are unwilling to confront and resist the erosion of liberty. Valued relativism is a problem for all of our societies. So in context, I'd like to recall George Orwell's admonition to his fellow Europeans in the 1930s. It's not enough to be anti-fascist. You must also be, in principle, anti-totalitarian. I welcome you. We're grateful to have you here. The wonderful old, weary Manger, where you're staying and where we will be tomorrow, has housed those of our past of the war in the States, which touched San Antonio so deeply. U.S. Grant, Lee, and then Teddy Roosevelt. The Alamo fell because those who believed in freedom and freedom from Mexico and freedom for this part of the United States gave their lives at the Alamo. They gave them because they believed in liberty. So liberty is what keeps us free. Liberty is what's going to make us survive and keep us forever. And God bless all of you who've worked so hard for so long in this role. Thank you.